Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Kyra. Today, we're diving into the deep end of Roblox's first quarter 2024 earnings call. Kyra, ready to decode some numbers?
Absolutely, Jackie. It's always fascinating to see how companies like Roblox are evolving, especially with their ambitious goal of connecting a billion people every day. Let's start with their daily active users, or DAUs as they call them. They've reported over 77 million daily users, which is a 17% year-on-year growth. Quite impressive, don't you think?
Definitely. And it's not just the numbers that are growing, but also where they're growing. Roblox has seen some explosive growth in Japan and India. Japan grew by 50% and India by a whopping 58%. It's like watching a financial Godzilla rampaging through Tokyo.
Indeed, Jackie. But let's not forget the financials. Roblox reported a revenue of $801 million, which is a 22% increase year on year. However, they did mention a net loss of $272 million, which, interestingly, is relatively flat compared to last year. It seems they're managing to keep their losses stable despite significant growth.
Stable losses? Now that's a term you don't hear every day. It's like saying, hey, I'm still losing money, but at least I'm consistent about it. But on a serious note, they've also mentioned some heavy investments in AI, safety, and infrastructure. It sounds like they're building a digital fortress over there.
Absolutely. And speaking of building, they've been quite strategic with their personnel. They've kept their headcount relatively consistent while focusing on expanding their economy, ads team, AI safety team, and live operations events team. It's a calculated approach to growth, ensuring they have the right people in the right places.
Right people, right places, and right time. And speaking of time, they've also been tweaking their platform to improve user experience. They've rolled out new tech like dynamic heads, layered clothing, and expanded voice capabilities. It's like giving a digital makeover to millions of avatars.
Indeed, Jackie. And let's not overlook their efforts in live operations and content. They've introduced a more aggressive live ops philosophy, starting with their Easter event, which they called The Hunt. It seems to have reactivated a lot of engagement, which is crucial for maintaining a vibrant platform.
Yeah, vibrant and profitable. Speaking of which, they've also been making moves in the advertising space. They've partnered with PubMatic and even tested real-world shopping with Walmart. It's like Roblox is turning into a digital mall where you can hang out with friends, play games, and shop till you drop.
That's a great analogy, Jackie. And with all these developments, it's clear Roblox is not just playing games. They're serious about building a sustainable and expansive digital ecosystem. It will be interesting to see how their investments today will translate into financial results in the future.
Absolutely, Kyra. And on that note, we're going to take a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll dive deeper into Roblox's strategy and what it might mean for investors and gamers alike.
You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
And we're back. Now let's zoom in on something that caught my eye, Roblox's bookings. They reported bookings of $923.8 million, which is smack dab in the middle of their guidance range. But here's the kicker. They were hoping for a higher number. Kyra, what's your take on this?
Well, Jackie, bookings are a critical metric for Roblox as they reflect the sales of virtual goods and services, which are the lifeblood of their platform. The fact that they met their guidance but didn't exceed it suggests there are some areas where they didn't perform as expected. It's a reminder that even in a digital universe, not everything is predictable.
Speaking of unpredictability, let's talk about their net cash flow from operations, which was up 37% year-on-year, and their free cash flow, which saw a whopping 133% increase. That's like finding a treasure chest in one of their games.
Absolutely, Jackie. These numbers are crucial because they show that Roblox isn't just generating revenue, but also effectively managing their expenses and investments to turn a profit. It's like they're crafting their own financial power-ups.
Power-ups indeed. And speaking of crafting, Roblox has been busy enhancing their platform with AI. They've rolled out tools like a texture generator for creators and an avatar auto setup that helps standard industry avatar models get ready for 3D simulation. It's like giving a supersuit to every creator on their platform.
That's a great point, Jackie. By empowering creators, Roblox ensures a continuous flow of fresh and engaging content, which is essential for keeping their millions of users entertained and engaged. It's a symbiotic relationship where everyone benefits.
And let's not forget the community aspect. Roblox isn't just about playing games. It's about building communities. Their focus on safety and civility with AI-driven moderation tools shows they're committed to creating a safe and welcoming environment.
Indeed, Jackie. Safety is paramount, especially in a platform popular with younger audiences. Ensuring a safe environment is crucial for maintaining trust with users and their parents.
Trust is the name of the game. And speaking of games, Roblox's strategy of hosting live events like The Hunt during Easter shows they're keen on keeping the platform dynamic and exciting. It's like throwing a never-ending digital party.
Exactly, Jackie. These events are not just fun. They're a clever way to drive engagement and reactivation of users. It's about creating memorable experiences that keep users coming back for more.
And as we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that Roblox is playing a complex but exciting game of digital innovation and community building. With their strategic investments and focus on growth, they're not just shaping their own future, but also the future of how we interact in digital spaces.
Well said, Jackie. For investors and users alike, keeping an eye on Roblox's developments offers insights not just into the company, but into the evolving landscape of online interaction and entertainment.
That's all for today's episode of Exposed Earnings. We hope you found it as intriguing as we did. Don't forget to tune in next time for more deep dives into the earnings that shape our digital world. Until then, keep your investments savvy and your games fun.
This Earnings Call podcast is generated completely using artificial intelligence and does not constitute financial advice. You should always do your own research before making an investment decision. And as with all investing, your capital will be at risk. The analysis and commentary related to companies' financial performance does not represent official views or guidance from Zeed, the producer of this podcast, nor the companies covered. For more information, visit zeed.ai.